Hi, everybody. It's been a minute. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
I'm Maria, and this is OMG Season 8, Episode 1 of Sticky Pickles. Don't I Know You? And Hygiene Hang-Ups.
Oh, it sounds gross, yours.
I promise mine's not as gross as it might sound. It's not about, like, smelly teenagers or anything like that.
How you been, Maria? It's been a while.
I missed you, girl.
I missed you, too. And listeners, we missed you. That's
why
we're
just
here.
Like, we enjoy doing this so much, and hiatus is good for us to recharge the batteries, but... you know, after some time, we start missing our weekly chats. So, you know, we're back here to horrify each other. Go, oh, my God, didn't know that was ever a thing that could ever happen. Curl, please regale me. I know this is going to be a doozy. You always smack a doodle doo. Beginning of the season. And yeah, you always do this to me.
I hope I have. I hope I have.
Okay. Again, the loins are girded. Not that I know what that means, but we're going with that today. So, okay. Don't I know you, Kroll?
Don't I know you? Okay. So we have three people in today's sticky pickle dilemma.
Okay. I'm going to have to take notes.
And warning, we don't have a solution to this. There's not a little fait accompli, but maybe we can all work out what should happen. Okay.
Oh, same with mine. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So all our people are in their mid 30s, unmarried, which is just as well as two of them are about to become one. So we have Marsha, Nutmeg, and Odie. You see what I did there? MNO. Marsha, Nutmeg, Odie.
Nutmeg and Odie. Gotcha. MNO.
Okay, so Marsha and Nutmeg are close friends. Been for 5-6 years. One of these things, you know, that starts pretty organically. You know, you meet occasionally at the coffee house, and then you start walking afterwards, and then maybe you start kind of gossiping about people at work and friends and celebs, and suddenly you're friends and you know each other's business. And it's been great. It's been great for them. And recently, Marsha started dating Odie. It's been about a month, 6 dates worth.
Okay.
And, you know, they've been intimate, let's put it that way. And Marsha feels that, you know, she's dated a lot of frogs to get to what she's calling a prince. Okay.
Odie the prince. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And she's bluntly said to Nutmeg, you know, I want to show him off. He's the best egg I've had in flipping ages.
All right. Happy for her. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And between us, it's totally true. Like, she's dated some real doozies.
Haven't we all?
Like, she had one guy over dinner ask her if her dad was a dentist. And when she looked up, he said, because I think I need one. And he'd put all his mushy food in front of his teeth and smiled at her. Like, literally. Could I tell you something? That actually personally happened to me when I was about 20.
Oh, God. As soon as you said it, I'm like, there's no way you made that up. That definitely happened
to
you.
It was a one-dater.
Oh, man.
You know, I didn't go back for more. But, yeah, that actually happened. Guys, don't do that. Don't do that. Definitely do not do that.
You can't make that up. That is... only real life could be that awful. Yes.
There's another guy she dated.
Girded loins.
Who said he was allergic to cold water, but had no money. That included rain, by the way, right? And he had no money and no car. So he would have to stay over. This was after date one. Unless she fronted him payment of $50 for the cab home.
Wow. A real winner, that one.
That only lasted one date either. He never even paid her back. He never paid her back.
What a dingus. Oh, my God. So he really just robbed you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was a douche. So basically what we're saying is Marsha's dating bar was pretty limbo low. Okay. And today is the day that Nutmeg gets to meet Odie, the famous Odie, the Prince Odie, right? They're at the library, this new coffee bar in town.
Is he a yellow puppy who's friends with a cat named Garfield? No? Okay.
Marsha and Nutmeg get early to the coffee shop so that Nutmeg can get the lowdown on Odie before she meets him. So Marcia spills all the good stuff. You're right. He works as a head nurse at the local elderly home, plays football with the neighborhood team. She's gone to watch him, and he's basically the glue of the squad, she says. And he likes hiking, and they've done that a few times.
Nice.
Plus, 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 he doesn't make gross food jokes, and he didn't try to grift her. So win, win, win.
Sounds great. Yep.
Odie arrives and Marcia is like super excited. She jumps up to make the introductions and Nutmeg turns to greet Odie and blanches because there's history here between Nutmeg and Odie.
Uh-oh.
Not what you think. These two, so we're going back like 9 years, right? 9, 10 years here. They're in their 20s, early 20s, right? And basically, Nutmeg was at a club. She's dressed to the nines. She's letting her hair down on the dance floor, busting moves, you know, minding her own business.
Yep.
And
yep.
All of a sudden, someone grabs her boobs from behind, actually jiggles them up and down, and slurs, "You have the best rack in the house."
And she turns and goes, "Well, thank you very much. Let's get married." I imagine that's how he imagined that interaction would go.
Yeah. When... Oh my God, I love you so much. Prince Charming, that's you. He carries on. He goes, "And your butt ain't bad either." And then Odie proceeds to grind her butt with his junk. Now, she doesn't know it's Odie at this point, right? She just knows that this guy's doing this. And Nutmeg at the time is so shocked, she actually just, like, involuntarily, she can't even explain it. She just whips around and slaps him hard across the face.
Yeah.
Just like, boom.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Right? And he's kind of shocked. He covers his hot sting of a cheek and he shouts, "Fuck you," right? And he staggers off. And they have not seen each other since. They haven't crossed paths. We're in a big city here. So we're back now in the library cafe, okay? And Marcia's too excited to notice that there's any blanching in Nutmeg's face. So she sits Odie down. She says, "I'm going to go buy your favorite caramel latte." Dashes over, right, to the counter. And Nutmeg is sitting there stunned. Right. And Odie just starts prattling about his latest soccer match and his injury. And he's heard so many great things about Nutmeg. What a funny name, he says.
Oh, he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah. It suddenly occurs to Nutmeg that Odie doesn't remember her at all.
Yeah, clearly.
Or doesn't seem to. Or he's faking, but she doesn't think so. I mean, she was dressed up, right? She was all dressed to the nines, so maybe he doesn't recognize her.
And he was probably Blotto when this happened,
he
I assume.
He was probably Blotto.
Right. So he probably doesn't remember anything, anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Uh-huh.
His own name.
Uh-huh. And Nutmeg has no doubt in her mind. Like she, you know, her whole body, she knew right away.
Oh, yeah. One tends to remember things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Maria, here is your first sticky pickle of season 8. What does Nutmeg do now? Or what are our options first, actually?
I mean, her options are to be like water under the bridge for some reason and just drunk people do stupid drunk people things in the club and you just let it go. I wouldn't do that, but like that is an option. You could go really direct and be like, "Hey, I know you." And then just jog his memory, which would be interesting, and then see how he reacts. If he owns it and goes, "That sounds like something I would do. I'm sober now and I'm so sorry." Like, hey, A plus.
Do you do that with your buddy Marcia away from the table or do you?
Oh.
Because like she's like, you know, she's had a lot of shit dates.
See, what I would do, I would sort of halfway between it personally. I would be like, "Don't I know you from somewhere? I feel like I recognize you." Because I'd be like, in my mind, I'd be going, "I could be wrong. He might look like the other guy. You know, have you ever gone clubbing at the whatever? And, you know, did you used to go there blank numbers of years ago? Oh, yeah, I feel like I remember you. You know, there was this guy I ran into there. And I would sort of just say, I ran into him or something. We didn't have a great experience. Like, I'm wondering if that was you."
Wow, that's pretty good, yeah. Maria.
And then see if he bridges that gap. And then what is his reaction? If he goes, oh, my God, that was me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Then you have your answer.
Yeah.
If he doesn't remember, I mean, it's possible he won't.
Yeah, exactly. If he doesn't remember at all, and he's like, okay, yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I used to get really hammered when I went there. I was so young and stupid.
Yeah, it's really possible he just won't. Because people who do stuff like that tend to not remember that they've done it.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't. So, like, if you confront him and go, "You did this to me," he'd be like, "Oh, I don't remember that." So, and he will turn to his date and go, "That bitch crazy." So, you know, which just everybody loses. So I would see if I could sort of jog his memory and then assess his reaction.
And then also 9 years ago, like I can see that, you know, if I were Nutmeg, I would want to have that conversation with him at some point.
I did some stuff I'm not proud of. Yeah.
But yep. I'm just thinking, if he's a sexual predator, you want to get your friend out of there, right? But the situation is more like...
he got grabby. My behavior in my early 20s versus my behavior at 30, vastly different.
Yeah, 100%.
Vastly different. Like, totally different person, practically. So, and I would be horrified if somebody jogged my memory and I'd be like, but I would also went up to it and be like, yep, I definitely was an idiot like that.
Yeah.
Then again, I didn't sexually harass people. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but I'm pretty sure I did not. Yes.
Email in the show.
Please let me know so I can make amends. But yeah, I mean, if you're in denial about the fact that you were a drunken monster 9 years ago, then that might indicate greater problems.
And I'm sure there are some people that are in a club in the right mood and someone might do something like that and it'd be a hilarious joke. Like, right? Like, there's no judgment on that. It's just, but, you know.
I could totally see it. Like, you're in the club. I love saying in the club because it's like
club.
My favorite, sorry. In the club. And you're wearing your itty bitty top and you're maybe a little extra bouncy.
And you're shaking it all about and you're loving it.
You're shaking it all about and you're kind of almost like daring somebody to do something about it. And then somebody decides, well, she looks like she needs some support. Yoink. And I could just totally see that happening.
No, I don't know. I think I would hope to just give him a chance. Like, and I don't think I would use jog his memory at that time just because I'd be so worried for my friend and I would hate to kind of say, oh, Marsha, actually turns out he's a dick. But I'd want to see if he still had dickish qualities, I suppose. Whether he remembers that or not. Like, yeah. You know, 'cause normally you can spot somebody who's like, hey.
It's all about the reaction, honestly. It really is about, like, if he doesn't remember, if he goes, I mean, I was a drunken idiot. I definitely did some stuff I shouldn't have done. Then there you go. Somebody who was grown and matured.
So pretty sticky.
It is pretty sticky. It is.
It is pretty sticky. There's no right answer here. So if you don't agree with us, let us know. Because, you know.
I'm sure a lot of people will not agree because I think some people would go cut that person out forever. And I understand that very much. So it's I think it's everybody's mileage may vary on how to deal with this one. But, you know, everybody's different. So it's okay.
Guys, don't grab girls in clubs. Basically, that's the moral of the story.
Also that. And also, girls, don't grab anyone else.
Don't grab anybody.
Like, nobody should be grabbing anybody.
Yeah. Okay, let's get moving on. Oh, we're rusty, baby. We're rusty. Okay, Maria. Hygiene hangups.
Okay, I promise this is not as squeaky as you think. It's actually,
okay, good.
I promise it's not. So Morgan and Sydney are friends, but not really.
Morgan and Sydney. Sorry, let's just take a moment to appreciate the names here.
Morgan and Sydney. They are 27-year-olds-ish, like a little older than the people we were just talking about when they were in the club. So older than that. Mm-hmm. They met in a Pilates class and...
Of course they did.
Of course they did.
Were they drinking yuzu juice?
Of course. And like, they're all about hot yoga and Pilates.
Brilliant. They're my kind of people. You should call this Namaste, baby. All right.
No, they do Pilates.
Oh, sorry. Pilates. Pilates.
A more terrifying thing is maybe bar, but either way, like all those things scare the shit out of me. Anyway, so they're friends, but not really. Like they met at Pilates and they sometimes like walk back to their cars together. Maybe they'll grab a Starbucks. Sorry, this is killing me talking like that.
And you know what? Our stories are very similar right now. Two friends going to coffee shops, just saying.
I was going to originally make them like cousins or something because I wanted to have people who have a sense of like friendly animosity. And I was like, who would that be? I'm like, people who go to Pilates classes together, obviously. Because nobody who goes to Pilates is a nice person.
That is not my opinion at all. You stand alone, Maria.
I know.
All of you guys out there who do any exercise that involve straps.
You're all terrible people.
You suck ass.
Okay. To say nothing of people who do spin class. But they're friends, but not really. And, you know, sometimes after a class and after a Starbucks, it's like, why don't you come over? Maybe one of them needs to use the bathroom. You know, it's like a quick whatever.
Whatever.
You know, or it's hot out. Why don't you come over and cool off? Like the vocal fry. And so, okay, Sydney comes over Morgan's house. One of those after Pilates afternoons. It's like a lazy afternoon. And Morgan is like, you know what? Since you're here, like, I hope, don't mind me. I have a dinner party planned for tonight with a bunch of my friends, and I just need to get the chicken started for this. Like, she's not like a gourmand or anything, but it's like, this is a low and slow chicken situation.
This is Sydney, whose house it is.
Sydney is at Morgan's house.
Oh, right. Sorry. So Morgan's saying this to Sydney because, you know, she's at home. She's just starting the dinner. No need to apologize, I'd say. Go do your thing.
Like, yeah. Morgan's like, listen, Sydney, you're welcome to, like, well, let's chat. But, like, while we're chatting, I got to get some stuff done in the kitchen. I hope you don't mind. Sydney's like, of course not. I totally get it. So Sydney sits down with a glass of wine. And at some point, Morgan's chopping carrots on a cutting board. And you know how carrots are. You know, they like to run away. So at one point, a big chunk of carrot just flies off of the cutting board and, like, rolls onto the floor. And Morgan goes, oop. 5-second rule, and she picks it up off the ground and pops it in her mouth. And Sydney's like, really? She just cannot believe what she just saw. Like, oh my God. All right, I'm not going to say anything because I'm a guest in her house, but bleh. And things go on. Like, the chicken that has not been cooked is about to be placed into a pan. The chicken has been removed from the refrigerator by Morgan. It was in, like, a plastic baggie or whatever. The receptacle the chicken, raw chicken was in. And Morgan's hands go right onto the raw chicken, and she places it directly onto the pan surrounded by all the veg she just chopped up. And Sydney, as soon as that chicken plops down on the pan, goes, oh my God, you didn't wash your chicken!
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan's like, what are you talking about? Why would you wash your chicken?
You're ridiculous.
Are you cringing right now, like full body cringe?
Okay, so she doesn't wash her chicken.
She doesn't wash her chicken. And Morgan's like, that's ridiculous. Like, they've done studies that shows that's not a big deal. Like, you don't need to, nobody should be washing their chicken.
They are
like,
different camps. Yeah, they're definitely different. I know people on both sides. Very much.
As do I. I've heard this argument so many times in both directions. And Morgan's like, what do you think? Like, swallowing gum makes it stick in your stomach for 5 years? Like, how old are you, Sydney? And Sydney's like, listen, I guess I just have, like, personal hygiene standards. Like, they're higher than yours, okay? Like, whatever, all right? But, like, kidding, but not really kidding. Like, Sydney is grossed out. And she's like, well, thankfully, I'm not eating that, whatever.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, that's exactly what you'd be thinking. If you're grossed out by the way someone was cooking, you're like, I've not even been invited. Ha ha ha.
Sipping the wine judgmentally. You know how, like, you just stick your nose in the glass and you're like, sip, you know, just judging you through the wine glass? That's happening. A couple days later, after the party that Morgan was having at her house, she runs into the grocery store just to do some random grocery shopping.
As you do? Yeah.
As one does. And who should she happen to see but
Sydney
at the grocery store? Sydney's words about, listen, I guess I just have higher personal hygiene standards or whatever, are ringing in Morgan's heads. Because that kind of stung. Not going to lie. Being told that by someone in your own kitchen that you're gross doesn't feel super great.
I don't think it ever feels great. I don't think I could be in anyone's kitchen and love being told I'm gross.
Yeah, actually. It's somebody basically going, ew. Yeah. Right? Like, ew.
Yeah, and you're the subject of the ew. Yeah.
And also, ew. You know, she sees Sydney from far away. But, like, oh, they're in the produce section, so it's containers go halfway up. You can see, like, the tops of people's heads.
Oh, my God. Is she rubbing raw chicken all over her body?
Yeah, totally. That's the end of my sticky pickle. Yeah, that's exactly a normal thing that would happen in the grocery store. No, she does. She sees Sydney's head, but, like, nothing else. Because it's like you see her over the apples or whatever. And she's like, well, oh, hey, Sydney. Oh, hey, Morgan. And Morgan, like, walks around the pile of food. And she sees not just Sydney's head, but not, like, Sydney, and Sydney's holding a large dog in her arms.
Like, not Great Dane large, I'm guessing, because Sydney would have to be quite...
No, but, like, not a little teacup chihuahua. Like, you know, like a Cocker Spaniel. Okay, that's not a large dog, but, like, yeah, a full armful of dog.
Armful of dog. I love it.
Full armful. Like, not a one that you can sneak away in your purse and just a little snoot is sticking out. Like, this is a big old dog. And dog is sniffing and a little bit of slobbering and occasional sneeze all over the produce. And Sydney seems completely unbothered by all of this. Meanwhile, Morgan is trying to talk to Sydney about the next Pilates class and, like, don't look at the dog, don't look at the dog, don't acknowledge the dog. Oh, hey, who's this puppy? Oh, my God, you sneezed all over the grapes. Oh, my God. Trying not to freak out. And she's thinking, well, like, okay, I'm the gross one. You brought a dog that's slobbering and drooling all over the produce.
Aww.
You've made it everybody's problem. Oh, my God. Kidding, but not really. So, okay.
I'm not going to buy apples today.
Right. Or potentially ever.
Ever again.
Everybody wash it real well. So they make their friendly departure. Morgan's going, oh my God, I'm not gonna stop at a different grocery store now. A few days later, she gets a phone call from her best friend Bree, and Bree says, hey Morgan, we've been invited to a potluck and it's happening at Sydney's place. I know you know her from Pilates, so what are you gonna bring? You're Morgan. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm definitely bringing a chicken dish, obviously. And I'm definitely not eating anything that's raw.
Yeah. But dogs in the grocery store, what's your feel?
Honestly, on that one? I don't think it bugs me. I mean, it depends on what country you're in. Some countries, that's totally normal. Other countries, it's totally gross. But I think this is more about, like, some people are very, very happy to point out something they don't approve of in you that may not have any impact on them whatsoever. And then other people might, like, notice it and not say something, but kind of maybe gossip about it to other people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their own hygiene standards, especially around food. And then there are some people where it's like, you can just roll with it. And you're like, this is not my hygiene standard, but, like, I know I'm not going to die. And then there's other people who it'll immediately turn them off. And they're like, I can't eat unless it's at a certain hyper, hyper level of cleanliness. Yeah. When I'm a guest at someone's house, I will literally eat whatever is put in front of me. I have been given food with animal hair in it from a host who didn't realize that their pet's hair was literally everywhere. And I'm just like, I'll remove the pet hair discreetly and eat it. Like, I will do that to be a good guest.
I went to a Christmas dinner once and there were 9 cats in this tiny cottage. So yeah,
no!
There was a 9 tiny 2-bedroom, tiny, tiny. There wasn't enough chairs.
9.
Like all the cat, like it was incredible. And the mom just loved cats. So yeah, there was hair in the food and I ate it.
Yep. And we didn't die.
Okay. Well, here you go. This was our squeaky beginning.
Listen, we're rusty.
We need a bit of WD-40. That's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. Please, God, I hope we made you smile at least once.
Maybe only once.
And if we did, you know what to do. Probably in my story. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, shit.
I think I've lost my funny bone.
Well, we're going to have to get it back. We're going to have to work on it. That's why we're back. Just so, because we got rusty. We need to get better. Yes, you can also get in touch with us at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
We love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye.